A Fairbanks entrepreneur is putting up a third wind generator in Delta Junction, and Golden Valley Electric Association intends to buy the additional electricity. KYC's Tim Ellis reports.
It's been almost a year since GVEA turned down Mike Kraft's ambitious proposal to erect 16 more of the towering wind generators at his facility in Delta that would crank out a total of up to 25 megawatts of clean green electricity. GVEA's board of directors decided against Kraft's proposal in favor of building the utility's own wind farm at Ava Creek near Healy, east of the Parks Highway. Since then, Kraft has continued to operate his Delta wind farm, which pumps up to a megawatt back into the grid, and now he's putting up a second 900-kilowatt generator that will nearly double the wind farm's output to nearly 2 megawatts. That's enough to power more than 500 average U.S. homes for a year. Kraft confirmed Wednesday that he's putting up another of the 250-foot-tall wind generators this summer on his 320-acre site about 3 miles south of Delta. That will be the third wind generator overall, including a smaller 100-kilowatt unit. But he didn't want to talk about it on tape. Brian Newton, GVEA's president and CEO, said Thursday that the utility has filed a tariff revision with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to authorize GVEA to buy more renewable energy.
All we're doing with the commission is just resubmitting it to include his new unit.
The tariff revision would extend the basic arrangement that GVEA has had for more than 2 years now with Kraft's company, Alaska Environmental Power. The utility pays about 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour for that electricity. The commission will accept public comments on the tariff revision until March 9th. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.